I'm my trusty computer.
How are you this beautiful day? But thank God you're getting done finally. Hi, Sue. How you doing, honey? It's just hanging out there. Yeah, we can't do that. We can't. I thought the flowers. What's possible? And then the one thing that I thought they said, come back. And because I took 2 hours. He goes, oh, I didn't do that. I know what it is. I said, really? He said, yeah, I'll take you right away. He walked me over 3 doors down. He said, see that thing? I couldn't know that. Why did park together? They drove. Now I talk. That's my car. Like, this is what you saw. I was through your boss. And I was like, if you didn't, he said, if I had hit that, I probably had a broken. If not, just dead. Because he said, that was, because one of those steps is just cut off. So those are just, oh. And it's just, green space, no Holiday Park Boulevard. This is Dottie Breslin's. Yeah. And there's a and the house, you'll have to cut that. There's the dude with the blue house, and the space, and there's house. This house right here. Now. Red truck, but that's to be in the park. And so he said, look, I couldn't go there. So I thought that was hard. Coming out. So he's supposed to do a statement for me. I did that so that I don't yell at him. Oh, I didn't do that. I know I did that. That would have killed, ruined the lawnmower and killed me. Because those steady lawnmowers are, you know, they're down here. I get in trouble with that. I mean, it's the line cut, the box is all shattered. There's just nothing. The vehicle's over. We're good. I don't think that one's on, but there's nobody going to see.
Test. Test.
Fine.
But I'll let them know tonight. My appointment is scheduled 4 months.
Yeah.
Just before I became a health and our meeting could be late.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about my party host, he is always on time. If not, if I get the early chances, or I'll do it.
Good.
Yeah, he's always on time. It's not like other doctors who go and sit and wait for the nurse. Every time I've gone to see him, I've gotten there early, and I've.
Hi, Bill.
I left early.
That's good.
Yeah.
Go early.
I'm going to be there at 9 o'clock.
Hopefully, I'll get
in the Did she someplace else?
You have to go into the bar.
I didn't do it. But if you don't mind sitting there, or if you want to sit down here, wherever you're comfortable.
That one's going to work. Yeah.
Okay.
He seemed like a nice guy.
Do they?
Good. Oh, they're moving you down here now, huh? I'm where I was by Joan.
You can go back down there. This is, I think when they set them up, they just took them out wherever they wanted to stick them.
Who knows?
Good morning. Is Annette in? Is it afternoon?
Okay. Good. As soon as I get the other
is
one.
Annette home?
Oh my God, I'm so screwed.
Yeah.
Cookie's been gone all day. You went down to the hospital?
She did.
But she went over and got she looked up the movies, and she said he may go with us to let us know if he drives himself. He'll fall from well.
Okay.
And yeah. She can't go. So, but I think she wants to go to And
which so is actually, I thought she was the one she comes in. Yes. She was. I think it was that kind of. She took it and she scared him.
Yeah, every time she makes that mistake, I'm glad she asked the question to her. And she got it, and I think she'll probably try to use it.
This is a different medicine that she's going to try.
Same thing, only it doesn't have the light at all.
So it doesn't numb her tongue. Right?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I thought she would.
The problem is,
because towards the end of the play, you know how she gets that one inch of certain.
Yeah.
Because she was doing that sort of thing.
I don't really think,
but I think
she's
yeah.
But she's in.
Yes, yeah, there's a sympathy thing. Because I was worried again.
There's an old woman with me.
And she says I had a bad week.
But it comes across the way.
So,
because also she's really good one night, and then the next day she's all whack.
It is.
I'm glad it's just two more weeks.
Oh, God, yes.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
I think there's a problem between her and Amy.
And then I So,
well, she said, this is, she just feels bad.
I said, no, you know, there's no reason for Cookie to be a caregiver and a babysitter. And that's ridiculous. Because he said, but at the beginning, she didn't want to have this happen. She didn't want to get this close because of this and having what she's already gone through with her, but, you know, with her ex-boyfriend. You know,
close, yeah.
And then her mom and her brother and all this kind of stuff. She doesn't need to go through it again.
I said to mom, too.
Yeah, she's getting sucked into it by the dam.
And she comes.
Lori is not Cookie's responsibility. She is not. And she's not your responsibility,
right?
We're there as friends, and I don't have a problem being friends and going out and doing things with her and keeping her
happy.
If she's going to be quiet 24/7 care, they either need to put her in assisted living. Or they need to move in and be her caregiver, one or the other. They can't pawn her off. That's ridiculous.
You know,
she feels just kind of desperate or whatever. So it's very possible that that's the case.
Oh, no. But that happened. Could I have done something to prevent my husband's death?
Yeah.
It happened.
But yeah.
This got to be
I can't remember.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look as bad as Remember when her
elbow was so right started? Yeah.
So I'm glad she put all that stuff on to make it from start doing it.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
So they both do.
Okay, well, I hope she goes to the movies. I haven't decided if I'm going to play my mom.
Whatever. It's all good.
Yeah. So
we can get see how many people we get tonight.
Well, I hope a few more than usual.
Yep.
The water looks nice.
Yeah. Oh, God, I know.
Okay. Fun, fun. Did you see what the rest of the
Yeah, so she's back in the
park. I don't know if she's back. I just seen that. That could have been a couple of days ago. I just noticed.
Yeah, well, I saw that. I wondered if she was here or up there. Like, I kind of got the impression she was back here.
I hope she stays home. You didn't just come out.
Yeah, really.
You know, that's the thing. More days than she did. Because I'm pretty sure that's
So I said to my family, I'm wearing the mask in the airport on the airport. I don't want to have an issue.
Yeah.
hope they don't cancel the damn time.
Oh God.
It's terrible.
Yeah. What a mess. Okay. Oh, you're welcome.
How's the ice? Not aw.
You have a paddle watch?
No.
Oh. Do you, where'd you go? For the eye?
Yeah. Parahog. He said, in the middle of July. He said they shouldn't get it.
Well, you said you waited too long.
Yeah.
Well, see, a friend of ours, too, she did it. She's had some problems with hers. But yeah, she waited too long, too.
She said she waited too long.
Everything is bright and nice. That stuff. I can see a country mile, but I couldn't read that on the back. And that's what drives me nuts.
Yeah, right.
Well, it seems nice to be able to come in here and sit down and not have a jumble of nerves or anything.
Yeah.
It will all be smooth, I hope.
I hope so.
What's Gary's wife's name? Stacy. I keep wanting to call her Susan. I don't know why. What are your friends? What'd you think of that
deal? That's kind of sweet. Yeah. That's the way it goes.
Said that one of the guys got killed and there was COVID and all this stuff. That was bad. Yeah. He was on a different job. It wasn't here in the fire. He got along the edge of a pond in the gateway. The thing rolled over on him. He couldn't get out. They killed him by the time they got to it. And then the COVID thing. And that's why they've been behind.
Well, when they came this morning, honest to God, yeah, I tried
to grab you because didn't want you to sit down. I want you to come and text.
There's too much of that going on.
I wanted you to come up here so I could talk.
A house of mine. One that bid before and the beginning.
No. I'm gonna see him Thursday.
No, I've been going on Tuesdays playing with the ladies. They moved me up to the big leagues. You know,
down
the road. I don't know how the other was going.
So I got to change that.
That's not. That's not.
No, we call them. I call them. You know, you better come back in.
So are you getting
it?
Are you liking
stuff?
Good.
What I think. Sure.
Well, it does. I still don't have it all, believe me.
I
know,
I'll
yes. And the dragons that go with the cracks, and the dragons that go with the dots.
But
and,
what I think she did was, I think she told some
that's
of these
to
guys to come in and she wanted all this work done, tree work.
Talk to Mary. She's
two or three times
Mary says that too. I think I have 3 months
she
left, she said, before I get
another
myself
guy.
In trouble. She said,
no, all she was mowing, blowing, get out.
That's not the way it goes.
So now... And that's the guy she wanted in, right? So he puts in this big estimate. She calls him up and says, rewrite this.
Right.
We'll take the lower bid. And these other guys all get stuck with high bids.
You need to make your own
and
card.
You think you're going
to
get all this work when, you know,
what's,
she was controlling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, that's definitely a bad.
Yeah.
But we can't prove it. So.
No. Well,
but that's the way it appears when you put common sense to it.
Yeah.
You know?
She was a troublemaker, wasn't she?
Today is the 27th.
Well, What's on the whiteboard?
Hey, you're HPPO, right?
No.
No, not on it. Did they ever do anything for handicapped or people that needed walkers or any of these?
Oh, we do have walkers eventually and wheelchairs, that kind of stuff.
But we're ready to go.
Because there was a woman on Facebook.
He's looking for a rape.
Oh, she said a walker.
Ladies and gentlemen. Before we get started, if you have a cell phone, I'm going to ask you to please put it on airplane mode. That way it doesn't interfere with the Zoom meeting and there's no phones ringing during the meeting. So if you can do that real quick before we get started, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Are you ready, young lady?
Just let me see if I'm on airline mode.
Okay.
I'd like to call the meeting of the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Recreation Park District to meeting for June 27th, 2022 to order at 7 p.m. Becky, may you please give us our invocation.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight to ask your blessing on this meeting and all those attending. Make us ever mindful of the needs of those in the park and give us the ability to make good decisions. Also, please bless all of the military and first responders. Bring them all home safe. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Would you please rise for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, can you do roll call, please?
Carol Summers, Chairman.
Present.
Joe Nocanero, Secretary. Present. Dave Curtis, trustee.
Present.
Mark Boda, treasurer.
Present.
Kathy Stone, assistant secretary.
Present.
Gary Vincent, second vice chairman.
Present.
Becky Ernest, assistant treasurer.
Present.
Everybody's here.
All right. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming this evening. I'm so glad to see you here. I do have some announcements to go over. First off, the board still has a couple of open seats. If you're interested in serving on our community as a board member, please, please submit your letter of intent to the Board of Trustees so that we can consider you for placement. Secondly, at the request of our maintenance staff, the recreation hall is going to be closed during the week of July 18th to the 22nd. The floors are going to be stripped and refinished. So during that week, there will not be any functions held in the facility, but just this room. The rest of the building will be open, just this room will be closed. So unfortunately, your Wii bowling and your line dancing and things will need to be rescheduled for that week. I also have a couple of things I'd like to add to the agenda. When this agenda was posted, we hadn't had a few things happen. One of the first things is I'd like to add for approval the minutes from June 21st and June 23rd special meetings. Our Madam Secretary has been right on the ball and they are prepared, so they should be added for approval. But they should go under item 6, D and E. Another item under chairman announcements is that we need to seat a new first vice chairman. So that should be done, and that will be done behind the approval of the minutes. So before old business. Then we need to rescind a letter that was put into our minutes I believe our Madam Secretary is going to present the reasoning for that, and that will be done under old business item E. And we need to rescind a motion, which should be done just prior to the placement of the new chair seat. And I believe that Ms. Ernest can lead us in that as to the reasoning behind that so that we have the justification. All right, at this point in time, we're going to move forward with the approval of the minutes. Our board members have had the minutes presented to them. I would like to move forward with the minutes of June 9th. Do I have a motion to accept the meeting minutes for June 9th?
So moved.
Becky Ernest has moved that we've accepted the minutes for June 9th. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mark Boda. Any discussion? All right, hearing none, I'm going to call for the vote. All in favor, please signify by raising your right hand. There are all votes cast yes, no negative. All right, June 13, 2022, regular meeting. Do I have a motion to approve those?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve.
David Curtis has moved to approve the minutes for the June 13th meeting. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Kathy Stone. Is there any discussion?
Yes.
All right, Becky, please go ahead.
I guess this is going to come up under rescinding the letter, but that these minutes should not be approved until Dave Curtis being voted in as first vice chair, till that is rescinded, and then we can later appoint him or whoever in that position. But in order to do it correctly, you need to rescind the old motion and then go on with the new. So I don't think these minutes should be approved until that's, or approve it with corrections.
Any other discussion? All right, so the motion is to accept the minutes, but we should do that with a correction. And this correction was the announcement that I made earlier about the rescinding of the motion for David Curtis to be placed as the first vice chairman, because legally that seat was not vacant at this particular meeting. So I would like to follow up with the board on rescinding of that motion. Who made that original motion, please?
I did, I believe.
No, you didn't. Not to nominate you.
Oh, no, on this.
Wait a minute, are you talking? I'm sorry. Are you talking about this particular motion or the motion for Gary or Dave to be put in as first vice chair?
The motion for David to be put into first vice chair.
Does Joan have that?
I'm looking.
I'm not sure if I did that.
Was that in this meeting or the?
No, it was not in this meeting, actually.
I think it was on the 23rd.
No, it was in the meeting before. It was in the meeting before that's already been approved. That is, sorry, Becky. It was in the meeting before that. It was in the meeting from the
9th?
Yeah, it was the last meeting of April, May.
23rd.
Yeah, last meeting of May, it was done.
Well, that was done May 23rd.
Yes. May 23rd is where that happened. So this is the first meeting of June. So it doesn't need to be done. So that correction doesn't need to be placed in this minute. It's that one. And we'll put it into these minutes to withdraw.
Okay.
Okay, so disregard that. We'll place that in another position. So it has been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from June 13th be approved as written. Any other discussion? Mm-mm. All those in favor, please signify by raising your right hand. Everyone's voted yes, no negative. Thank you. The special meeting for June 16th. Do I have a motion to accept those minutes, please?
I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes from June 16th.
There's a motion made by Joan. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Second by Becky. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'm going to call for the question. All in favor, please signify by raising your right hand. We have a full positive vote, no negatives. Thank you. Now we're going to move on to June 21st, special meeting. Do I have a motion to accept those minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written from June 21st, the special meeting.
There's a motion made by Joan. A second, please.
A second.
Been seconded by
Gary.
Mr. Vincent. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'm going to call for the question. All in favor, please signify by raising your right hand. All positive vote, no negative. Motion carried. The next item is the June 23rd special meeting. Do I have a motion, please, to accept those minutes?
I move to accept the minutes from June 23rd special meeting.
Mark,
second.
Mark moved to accept. Mr. Curtis moved to second. Any additional comments? Did I do something wrong?
No,
Okay. Hearing no comments, I'm going to call for the question, please. All in favor, please signify by raising your hand. We have all positive votes, no negative. Thank you very much. Now, the next item that we're going to do is the rescission of the vote. This happened at the end of May when Ms. Allen was acting as the chairman of the board, and we placed Mr. Curtis into the position of first vice chairman. As per our bylaws in the ascension hadn't taken place properly, so we put him into a position illegally. Not that we did it intentionally illegally, but we did it with the wrong procedure. So we need to rescind that motion to have it legally in our records that we did it, and we need to have a motion to do that, please.
I'll make a motion that we rescind the motion from the end of May. I think it was, what did I say?
I think it was 5/22.
From May 22nd, where we put Dave Curtis in as first chair.
I second.
And it was second by Becky Ernest. Any discussion for understanding purposes? Hearing none, I'm going to call for the question. All those in favor of rescinding that motion so that we have it in our records legally, please signify by raising your right hand. Any opposed? No, everybody's carried. All right, thank you very much. Now, we're going to have Ms. Joan explain to you the request to remove the letter from the record so that you understand why we're doing that.
Are we going to put Dave Curtis back in first chair?
After this.
Oh, okay. Well, when we had the meeting, Gary Vincent brought up some Florida statutes that showed why it was illegal for Kay Allen to have me read that letter from Beth Koch, attorney for Cherie Morris, in front of everybody and put that into public record. Well, I went and I investigated that further and I found the statutes that Gary was talking about, and he's absolutely right. If there is any harassment issues, no matter what they are, or if a letter from attorney appears that at some point it might be going to litigation, it should not be read in public and it should not be put in the public record. So I want to make a motion to rescind that letter and take it back out of the public record.
So there is a motion to rescind that letter from our records. Just the fact that we've received the letter should remain, but the letter in its entirety should not be posted as public record because of legalities. Do I have a second to remove it?
I'll second that.
That has been seconded by David Curtis. Is there any additional comments or questions?
Yeah, I have a comment. The damage has already been done by it being read in public and entered into the record and posted online, the audio and all of that. It's been a month. But I do very much appreciate my fellow trustees for looking into it and getting it out of the record, at least. And for
it's not only you, Gary, you made me break the law.
I wasn't sure that night, but I looked into it, and you have, and others have. But we'll get over it. Thank you very much.
All right, any Mr. Boda?
Just a comment. After contacting the attorney, he had said that we did not have to post that. However, because it had been made a public record, if someone should come up and ask for the letter, we had to supply the letter.
Sure.
As far as I know, I don't believe anyone has specifically come and requested the letter in the park, so hopefully that won't happen.
Yes, they did.
Oh, someone has requested it?
Yes. My sister did.
Your sister did?
Yes.
Okay.
But it would have come out at the completion of the litigation. We would be required to release everything relative to that, and it would have come out, but it's not helpful, and it can actually maybe undermine the ability of the park and myself to defend ourselves. And but we're going to carry on as best we can.
Any other comments or questions? All right, hearing none. Joan, would you please repeat the motion so that we can vote?
I make a motion that we take the letter from Beth Koch out of the public record.
And the motion was seconded by David Curtis. All those in favor signify by raising your right hand. All positive votes, no negative. Motion carried. All right, the next item on the agenda before we move into old business is to appoint a first vice chairman. Ms. Allen resigned at our meeting, as you all know, on the 16th of June. So 21st. We are, or whenever, 21st of June, I'm sorry, 21st of June. So we are moving forward with filling that position. Do I hear any nominations for the position of first vice chairman?
I make a motion we ask Gary Vincent to become first vice chair.
David Curtis has moved to ask Mr. Vincent to be first vice chair. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
And it's been seconded by Joan. Any comments or questions?
I don't think, in my opinion, I don't think you should be redoing the chairs, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, he would have to resign from second vice chair before he could take the position of first vice chair.
And why are we doing that?
I don't have a problem with him being either or. My concern is that with what is going on at this point in time and the legalities that we are facing, it might not be to his benefit to move forward yet.
Can I make a motion that we appoint Dave Curtis as first vice chair?
I second that motion.
So Becky Ernest has moved that we appoint David Curtis as first vice chairman, and it was seconded by Mr. Vincent. Are there any discussions on that? Because right now we have two motions, so one must be dropped, which would be the first motion if Mr. Curtis wishes to drop it and rescind his motion, and Joan would have to rescind her second.
I'll rescind mine.
All right, Mr. Curtis has rescinded his motion. And
I'll rescind my second.
And then Joan has rescinded her motion. Therefore, the standing motion on the floor now is from Becky Ernest, seconded by Gary Vincent, to have Mr. Curtis step in as first vice chairman. Any comments or questions? Mr. Boda.
I'm not sure that these should have been motions. They should have been nominations.
Nominations, yes.
Right? And then once there was discussion, then maybe a motion after the discussion. I'm just saying we made this difficult.
Yeah, legally discussion can't happen unless there's a motion, but you're correct. It should have been nomination versus motion. It's the proper terminology, I believe, sir. You are correct. Would you prefer that it be worded as nomination?
I'm fine.
You're right, though. You're absolutely right.
I'm just, you end up putting two motions on the floor. We don't do that. So we should have nominated. And then.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Okay.
I'm fine with going forward.
Thank you very much. So at this point in time, what we have is a nomination for Mr. Curtis to become first vice chairman. And it was made by Becky Ernest and supported by Mr. Vincent. Any other comments? All right, hearing none, I'm going to call for the vote. All those in favor of Mr. Curtis as first vice chair, please signify by raising your right hand. All right. Reluctantly, that hand went up. So it is. Everyone voted yes, so there is no negative vote. Thank you very much, Mr. Curtis, and we look forward to you helping out and sitting in that position.
Thank you.
Now we're going to go to old business. I'm going to ask Becky Ernest to report or give us an update on our search for our district property manager.
For those of you that weren't here last week when we interviewed the woman that has applied, she did have a good interview, but we decided after that to offer a second interview to Miguel Garcia. That interview is going to be tomorrow morning, and the public will be able to ask questions at that point. So 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, be here. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Becky.
Can we discuss that a little further?
Yes.
I want to know what's going to happen if we like them.
If we like them?
I mean, my question, I guess, is he going to wait another 2 weeks for us to make a decision, or are we going to?
I think we should ask him to wait in the hall while we make a discussion and then bring him back in if we so choose to offer him the position and tell him that we have to do the background check and that kind of thing. But do it while he's here.
Okay, good. And I just didn't want him to wander off and be gone for another 2 weeks.
No, I don't either.
And just to let you all know, he did give us a list of references. I've spoken to one person. I've got three others that I've been in contact with, and I'm going to call them again tomorrow. I didn't hear from them today. I did go to the police department, and I contacted the sheriff's department to find out how we do an FBI background investigation. I've discovered that if we like the guy well enough, it's going to be very simple. I have to register the park online with a place called Field Print. They have an office located on Palm Bay Road. It's all done legally. They go in. If we like the guy, we go online. We register him online, schedule him for his fingerprint appointment. He goes in for an electronic fingerprint. It goes straight to the FBI. And with a few days, everything comes back to us, and we have the report in our possession.
Fantastic.
It's very inexpensive. I expected it to drop my jaws, but it's $50. I was impressed. When I went to Palm Bay Police, they kind of snickered at me, but I said, no, we want to do it legally, we want to do it right, so I'm asking stupid questions. And they just kind of laughed because the lady was brand new. It was like her first week. But we are going to do it right. There is the company. They were they're going to be very helpful, and we'll have it all done so that you, before you know, anything will be done through the FBI, and we will have a good, solid background check. All righty. So any other questions on that?
I like Becky's idea to have him step out, and we can take a vote and make him a job offer contingent upon passing the background check.
I hope it goes well, and
yes,
he's interested enough, and you guys like him enough. So when you come tomorrow, come prepared with your list of questions. We'll have a copy of his resume. If you were at our one meeting, you should have had him already, but just come prepared with some ideas and some questions that you want to ask him, and make sure that they're respectful questions. We show him respect, he'll show us respect, and I think we're going to end up with a very good interview. Okay, anything else? All right, Mr. Boda, I'm going to ask you to, there's the next three little items here that I would like for you to report on, the final status of our update or of our budget.
Final status of the budget is, it's been published. It has been sent into the state. And if you haven't gotten the budget in your mail, it should be coming this week. Most of you should have received it in our mail. So everything, all the requirements that we needed to meet after we approved the budget have been met.
Thank you very much. Any update on our forensic audit?
The forensic audit people were in here last Thursday. They went through a boatload of documents. We still have many, many documents to go through. I've been gathering documents every day, and we've set up a client portal so that I can scan them. They go to the administrative assistant, and then she puts them into the client portal, and then I'll check with the forensic auditor to make sure he got those reports. So what we sent today, I'll check with him tomorrow, make sure he got them, but there's still quite a lot of documents that we need to go through and get into him for them to go over.
I personally would like to thank Mr. Boda for all of his work on this audit. He's been working tirelessly. I know I've told him thank you, but I want to make it public so that you all know just how much he's been working on this and doing. It's greatly appreciated because it is on behalf of the park that he's doing all of this work for you guys. So thank you.
He's been in here almost every single day.
Yes, he has, working hard. The next item on the agenda is the reserve accounts. He had given us a report on some recommendations. I'd like for him to go over that again and decide whether or not it's time to either discuss it or approve it and move forward with that.
All right. I had hoped to have this up on the screen again, and I'm very disturbed and irritated that we can't do that. We can't figure out how to get one computer to talk with the other so that I can put the stuff up on the screen. So what I've done is, I don't know how many of you are familiar with our spreadsheet. Every month we put things out. So on the last page of the spreadsheet, under the TD operating and fixed rate, I've penciled in there for four different reserve funds. One reserve fund I've titled 215 Holiday Park Boulevard. And these are numbers I'm just throwing out there. The board will need to decide on what they want to do with numbers. But for 215 Holiday Park, I said $200,000 to start in that reserve fund. The second reserve fund would be the pools and the area around the pools. And I earmarked $200,000 for that, for those areas. The third reserve fund would be roads and drainage. I earmarked $175,000 for roads and drainage. The last reserve fund I put down was gatehouse, and I earmarked $25,000 for the gatehouse. So in total, that comes to $600,000. In our report, it shows that we have a general fund balance of $1,176,215. One of the suggestions I gave in the reserve accounts was that we maintain a minimum in our general fund, not our TD operating fund, our general fund. The general fund is a TD account that we withdraw from to put the monies into our operating account. The TD general fund gets monies from our taxes. And then if we have sales tax certificates and those get sold, those monies also go into the TD general fund. And I'll refer to it as TD general fund because I don't want to confuse it with the TD operating account, which is our day-to-day operations of the park. So that would leave $576,215 in the general fund. Now, through the course of the year, as monies are spent and revenues come in, we may drop below that threshold that we want to have. If that happens, we're not going to worry about trying to bring that back up to the 500,000 or whatever the board decides to keep in there as a minimum. We will replenish that at the end of the year with whatever minimum value we want to keep in there. And the reason I've kept the minimum in there is in the event that we had a catastrophic event, a hurricane, and it wipes out the homes in here, destroys this 215, then we have funds that we can go to get started on rebuilding and replacing and, you know, cleaning up the park if that happens. Should that not be enough monies, then in the reserve policy, it states that if we exceeded that, those monies that were in the general fund, then we would use monies that were left over in the reserve accounts. Now we've already had, the board's already approved $40,000, not to exceed $40,000 for the drains to be fixed out by the gatehouse where the gate goes into Cheswick. That work is going to start very soon. We've already approved monies for this building for the pool and card rooms to replace the air conditioning. That was being done today. They started tearing out and putting in new. So we're already starting to spend monies that are going to be in the reserve accounts. If we didn't set up reserve accounts, of course, these monies would just come out of the general TD fund, the total sum. And then on the report, what I would do is I would show what was in reserves and subtract that from our general fund. So you would see that in the general fund, we have this minimum amount in there still for if we had an event that we needed to draw on those monies. We need to continually fund these. So in the budget, we set up reserve accounts. And at the end of the year, you know, you can suggest, but we always need to be adding to our roads because at some point we're going to need to do the roads. 215 Holiday Park is going to need a ton of work, starting with getting engineers in here to look at electrical, plumbing, and then moving on to do the upgrades to our kitchen, do upgrades to our communications. So we need to do that on a continued basis. So what I'm asking the board is, if you agree, if you think some should be less or some should be more, that's a discussion we need to have. And if you want to reduce the minimum or raise the minimum, if you say, well, I'd feel more comfortable with 600,000. Another idea behind leaving a minimum amount in there is, if we did have something happen, we would still be able to fund our operating budget for 6 months. If for some reason we couldn't be getting monies in from wherever, if it affected the whole area here. So it'd be like a savings, like you might keep some money in your house in a lockbox or something for a rainy day. So I leave it up for discussion.
I'd like to see us go to a special meeting for just this particular budget as soon as possible, so we all understand exactly what Mark's talking about and his ideas on where we put money and our ideas on where we put money and the amounts, and keep this, you know, as smooth as possible. This is an important step, and I just want to make sure that everybody's on board and understands exactly what Mark is trying to get across to us, and just make a special budget meeting, if that's okay.
Well, the budget's already been approved, so this doesn't have anything to do with the budget. This is how we're presenting the financial report and how we're setting the money aside for projects. If you think we need to have a special meeting, that would be up to the board to discuss that. Becky, did you have a statement?
I don't think we need a special meeting to discuss this. I think he went over it very well, and it's not going to change any money in our reserves or anything. It's just going to be, there'll be earmarked things that are projects that will be earmarked. And out of that money, that's where that money will come. I do feel that we should make it a minimum of at least 500,000 in the general fund, which you've already done. So, but that's just my opinion. So ask the rest of the board.
Ms. Stone and then Mr. Vincent.
Well, we already know that we have to do something with the kitchen and the swimming pool. So you know that we're going to have expense with that because that's already a given. Mm-hmm. So I would say keep, you know, 500 to 600,000 like you're going to do, because you know it's going to cost us to do some repairs.
Okay. Mr. Vincent?
Tomorrow we'll have our eighth meeting in June, and I know we've been playing a lot of catch up, and this board has been working really hard. Eight meetings is normally 4 months worth of meetings, and we had it in 1 month. And looking at this agenda here, we're going to get through this like no problem tonight. We have new leadership here, and we've also done a lot of catching up, gotten through the budget process. Mark's done an incredible job presenting it. Everybody understands it. I would take a look at the first, the second item, the $200,000 for the pool. Kay, in the last meeting, threw out two figures. It was $138,000. I personally have inspected those pools. I have 26 years experience taking care of my own pools and refinishing and whatnot, tile work, everything. I think that's 50%. Well, no, that's at least a third over what you had come up with. I would be shocked if we need to spend $138,000 bringing those pools up to speed. I think the board needs to reassign that assignment to someone who has technical expertise with pools. And I know how valuable, that's our biggest amenity in the park. And it's real important. It's not that I'm volunteering, but in a way I am, because we need someone with expertise with a pool. I'm just saying. And I know one of the contractors, he did my pool on the house I sold. I had a pool that was two thirds as big as this pool, the heated one. And I sold one that was one third as big. So the two combined are equal to that. It's a huge responsibility to oversee and end up being able to recommend what the park and the board should do with those pools. But looking at that one pool, the surface of the pool is 99% beautiful. We don't need to replace 100% of it to fix the 1%. The inside tile edges on both pools, 100% perfect. The vertical pools, you know, there's about a 1 foot wide rim around the pool, the vertical pools on the inside, they're about 95-98% good. They just need some new grout. The outside of that 1 foot wide riser around both pools has some tiles that need to be replaced, regrouted, whatever. There's no way on earth we need to spend $200,000 on those pools. So for now, I would dial that 200 back to at least K's figure, 138. And I'd be shocked if we can't get way less than that. I mean, you don't refinish a pool because 1% of the surface is bad. You know, I mean, that's an enormous waste of money.
Gary, can you raise your right hand?
Did I raise my right
hand? Can you raise your right hand?
Oh, sure. What do you mean?
So you're going to take this on.
I will. I think it's in the interest of the park and the board that a trustee be responsible for it. And she's, you know.
And I would say, rather than go with the reason I said 200 was there's going to be continuing maintenance that we're going to need to be doing on the pools, just like we're preparing for the roads. just like in this building.
Sure.
So we're going to always want to be adding to that. I just didn't want to leave it short. We could make it 150,000 and go with that. And then at the end of the year, you know, when the budget year is up and we look at what we have in contingency funds and what's in the general fund, then we can say, all right, we're going to put this towards the roads. We're going to put this maintaining our minimum in the general fund.
I just think there's serious money we could save while accomplishing the same thing. And we don't want to be taken advantage of, because any contractor will come in and redo these and take as much of our money as we're willing to throw at them. But we should do what we need to do and not what we don't need to do.
Joan?
I think, Mark, that you put a lot of time and effort in this and given it a lot of thought. And I would agree with the numbers that you have for us right now. And like you say, a year from now, if we have to adjust it, we can. But I think what you've done here is a great starting point.
I'll withdraw my request.
All right. We have a question.
Mary Quirk, 379 Holiday Park Boulevard. Didn't we have Intercoastal come in and say the bottom of the pools really need to be resurfaced? They're bad.
The heated pool.
They're bad.
Other one.
So,
going to do one, why don't we just do? How old are these pools?
They're not the same age.
Okay, just so you know, and I don't know if many of you remember, last year I had a company come in.
Yes.
And look at.
That's why pools, I'm asking you.
Both pools, the heated as well as the cold pool. And it was the company that was here the last time these pools were resurfaced. They were resurfaced over 18 years ago, almost 20 now, because it was 18 and a half to 19, and it's been a year. And they do need to be resurfaced. He didn't recommend rebuilding. Now, I think that one of the things that Mark was looking at too is, in the future, we may need to rebuild. It may be the point where we can't resurface. So keeping our thing at 200,000 is a good idea for that potential down the road.
Yeah, aren't the pools sinking? Isn't the ground around that sinking? Yeah, no,
I didn't.
I thought they said it was.
Everything around it is settling. It's the pool's not sinking.
Really? The pools aren't sinking. They just.
Just checking.
The finish is cracking and needs to be cleaned and resurfaced.
Okay.
And that's normal wear and tear on any swimming pool, from my understanding.
And remember, the 200 isn't just pools, it's also the pool area.
So no, I understand. I'm saying we shouldn't go with less money, because we got a lot of people in these pools, and the heat here alone, you know that, the heat in Florida alone, I've had pools. So, you know, and the mold is, forget the mold. We've been through this 1,000 times.
Thank you. Is there any other questions?
We can leave the numbers alone. I mean, if anything, we've got a nice cushion built in there, and we'll scrutinize the proposals. You know, if I'm asked, I'll get with the contractors again so they can justify.
I'm not sure why you keep saying if I'm asked.
Well, yeah, everything has subject to approval.
Yes, ma'am.
Stacy Vincent, 1111 Seminole Court. I was with Gary when he was doing his inspection of the pools, and I did a little bit of it on my own because, of course, we refinished a couple of pools at a couple houses. And I did notice that seems to be a lot of sediment around the drains. And I know that brushing the pools regularly will help to keep them cleaner and nicer. And I'm not really sure how that's accomplished here. And I did hear something about the piping. There was something said about the pools were collapsing and settling and that type of thing. It really doesn't look like there's any of that going on. And before we would go into like repiping and that type of thing and that type of expense, I think it would be really, really important to get a camera service on any plumbing lines. And that is very minimal cost compared to replacement of the pools. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Is there a motion to accept the proposal for our accounts?
I'll make a motion that we accept the proposals that Mark has made for the reserve accounts.
I'll second it.
It's been moved by Becky Ernest and seconded by Kathy Stone to accept Mark's proposal for the reserve account program. Any continued comments or questions? All right, hearing none, I'm going to call for the question. All those in favor of the approval of these reserve account reports, and raise your right hand, please. All right, it looks like we have a full positive vote, so the motion's been carried. Thank you, Mark, for your hard work. We look forward to having those set up.
Carol, I'm going to pass. I've got two quotes here on the pool. I'm going to pass those on to Gary.
All right. Mr. Vincent, since you so graciously volunteered, if you will get with me, I do have some other things on the pool, and we would glad to pass them on to you so that we can move forward on getting this taken care of.
This is our first chance to see anything.
Okay. The next item on the agenda, Mr. Curtis, I know that you probably haven't talked to Mr. Steimer. Do you have any information on the culvert?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Okay, regarding the culvert up on the south end of the park, it will start, I hope. We've been given a date of August 8th. We're number three in the queue with this company, and they'll, if they can get to us sooner, they will. This project doesn't seem like much to some people, but this is a big deal as far as maintaining the property itself. And Terry's right on top of it. And as soon as we hear more, we'll update you. Other than that, that's all we got on it right now.
All right. We're looking forward to getting that started.
I have a question on that.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to know who changed the quote to 40,000. When they offered 34,673. Yeah.
The reason it's been changed was my understanding is, remember we said not to exceed 40,000 because we needed to add this one head to the end or something?
Yeah, we didn't, Terry wasn't sure just what the cost was gonna be on the addition. It was somewhere around 28,000 to 30,000. So we just said, let's just not to the company, but as a suggestion for the board that we hold a top cap on it for no more than 40,000. Should we go over what was budgeted? And it really isn't a budget, it's up to that amount.
Well, hopefully, according to the contract now, it says we're paying them 40.
I'm just going by what we voted on. We voted on not to exceed $40,000.
Yes, that is how the vote was carried, was not to exceed 40.
But the paperwork,
the paperwork does
say $40,000. I mean, I think when they gave us a contract that says 34,673,
right,
that's what we should approve. If they come back to us and want more, then we go up. If we have to, if we agree with the increase. But I think, I mean, we're not doing our fiduciary responsibility by just giving them $5,000 more than they asked for. Right.
Nobody said that we were going to give them that amount.
Well, that's what the contract says right here.
Well, I didn't read the contract then correctly. I'm going by what Terry and what we voted on. We voted on to accept their amount that they quoted us. And then we also decided that we would give them a buffer in our realm, not on their side of the coin, but on our side of the coin. If we had to, we would go to 40,000, but we would not go any higher. And if they bumped us and tried to squeeze more out of us, they weren't going to get it.
So that which one are we going with? Are we going with the 34,673 or the 40? This is the one that they want the signature on, is the 40.
That is beyond what I've been told on any of this stuff. I'm just going by what Terry threw at me, and that was my understanding at the meeting, that we would not exceed that amount of money, and that's where
I don't think they should have even been told that we did that. We should have just said, yes, we accept your contract.
I didn't say anything about telling them anything about the extra monies. That was
somebody did.
Mr. Bowden.
I think when Mr. Addy spoke about using Pinson, he had also talked about the ends and right, how the ends were going to be done, and that was going to be an added cost to the value that you're looking at, the 34.
Right. Well, their first contract was, because the first one that they gave us was 30,717. We asked them to redo that with the corrections. They came back at 34,673.
Okay.
So that should have included that.
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah.
And the 40,000 is what was presented to me this morning, because I know that we voted to not exceed the 40,000, but that was what was presented to me this morning.
And it looks like we whited it out. I mean,
I didn't white it out. That's
no, I know you didn't. But I think if the company had done it, they would have just reprinted it. So I don't know who changed that 40,000, changed it to 40. Hmm.
I don't think we should sign that contract.
No.
All right. So no. I will contact Mr. Steimer tomorrow, and we'll get to the bottom of it. I want to make certain that we're doing it the correct way. So bear with us on that. I want to make certain that what we signed is what we need to sign, this the correct documentation, and it's legal.
Right.
So please bear with us on that. It's not going to adjust the dates of the start work. They've already given us a date, but I want to make sure that our contract with them is legal, and it's the right paperwork. So please bear with us, and we'll report at our next meeting so that you have that information.
Carol?
Yes.
Their second proposal allowed $3,956 for the flaring of the ends to prevent erosion that Mr. Addy recommended.
Right.
And I don't see, even though we as a board might say, well, if it ends up costing more, well, we could approve that. We might have got onto that track with the demo of the bridge, where I didn't know the exact number of place that was going to demo it. And so the board approved up to 1900. Then they raised their price to 3000. So they were out, and Dave found somebody for under 1900. So I don't think we should have really approved the up to 40. Technically, we should have just approved what their proposal was.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I will question Mr. Steimer. I'll talk to him tomorrow, ASAP. Okay. And we'll get to the bottom of it, and we'll report that to you at your next meeting. Mr. Boda, do you have an update or report on our legal counsel for the issues at hand?
Yes. We were having problems getting a clear answer on whether or not our insurance would cover an independent third party to do the investigation for the claims. And so I emailed our attorney, our counsel for the claim, and our insurance people, and said, look, it seems to me that if our counsel and our attorney are recommending this, that I would think it would be covered. So I basically said to the counsel, you need to make this recommendation. And probably in a day after that, after I sent that out, I got a letter back. We do have a third independent firm that is going to do the investigation part of it, and it is covered.
Good.
And it's covered by our insurance?
It's covered by the insurance.
Thank you very much.
That's now, there may be one question I need to ask them as far as...
Thank you very much for the information. We look forward to moving forward with it. Is there anything?
I'll leave it at that.
Anything that you need to continue with or report on?
No.
You said you had a question. Is it a question of them or a question of us?
A question for the, I guess a question for them. If I know the counsel and the litigation would be covered. I don't know specifically if there is an outcome that's unfavorable, if that's covered. I'm kind of making an assumption that it is. I haven't specifically asked that question. I will ask that question.
All right. Thank you very much. A lot of hard work. We appreciate it. All right. Under new business, we don't have any.
I do.
What about?
But there was a gentleman here and a lady here that have something they'd like to bring up. So we're going to start with Mr. Curtis, please. He raised his hand first.
Okay. Here's the big questions. We are way into getting estimates for new lawn service. Just wanted to get that out there. New lawn services, estimates are coming in. They're looking good. We're giving them a little bit of time. Our current doesn't run out until October, but I wanted to get this ball rolling and get these estimates in and maybe make a decision well in advance, just in case we need them. Some of them will possibly come in as an emergency if we needed it to keep us going if this got worse than it already is. I know it's an important thing and it's a huge expense. And with everything going on with all the social and upheavals in this country, it's not going to get cheaper. Just thought I'd give you a heads up on that, but I'm very happy with the people that have come in and showed interest is coming in and giving us these things to do. And they're all workable people. So that's where we're at with it. Just thought I'd let you know on that.
Mr. Boda.
I really think we need to, the next outfit that we look at bringing into this park, that we have a member of the board or a member of the board and a community person that is going out there with these people and making sure that they are doing what they said they're going to do, and make sure when we get ready to approve the contract that they understand this is in the contract. There's no saying, oh, well, yeah, we weren't going to do that. That's not what we meant. I just have a feeling that we need somebody when they're in the park going around looking on the day that they're doing the service, checking to make sure they're trimming where they're supposed to, that they're doing the edging where they're supposed to, that it's getting done, that they're not blowing the stuff all over people's carports, that they're careful, that, they, you know, just general type things that when they come by my house, I make sure I go out and say, look, first of all, you don't cut here. I want you to edge. You don't cut my lawn. I put signs out. And when they come back to blow, I say, don't be blowing it in my carport. Because they're here to do a job. And the faster they get done with it, the better as far as they're concerned. So I just think we need somebody that's going to be on top of it. And by all, I mean, hopefully our district manager is going to be that person. You know, when he's out and about, he's checking on them and taking care of that. But it wouldn't hurt to also have a board member that's kind of stays on top of that too, I think.
I just wanted you guys to know, I've been spending a lot of communicative hours speaking with Flawless, and I'm having to brush up on my Spanish, which is probably a good thing. But I did talk to the employees multiple times, and I did spend some time with them today as well, discussing some of the concerns that I've had, the speed that they go through the park. I mean, they do have a time frame that they have to get the park done. That's why they go fast. But they also spend a lot of time just sitting around smoking cigarettes and dropping their water bottles in the park, that kind of stuff. And I did talk to the owner today, and I expressed some concerns with the owner. She was a little upset, but she was also very nice and very gracious about the fact that I was sharing our concerns. So just know that I'm trying to stay on top of it as much as I can, but I agree with Mr. Boda. We do need to have someone that's out there with them. They have a job to do, and they want to get it done as quickly as possible, as fast as possible, and they don't really care that they're doing damage to someone's home or not doing damage to someone's home. So we need to really have someone that wants to spend the time, and if it has to be a board member, then we'll definitely do that. But
and it wouldn't have to be one specific person. It could be a different person, you know, just maybe once every couple of weeks or something, go out and watch them what they're doing and say, hey, look, you're not meeting the contract here. All right. We don't want you driving 50 miles an hour on our property. The speed limit's 15.
Exactly. I mean, they're going faster on their lawnmowers than we have for our speed limits. So,
Carol.
Yes, sir. I knew you were going to say something. I love it.
That's why I'm taking over for Bruce tonight. My name's Ron Foote, 214 Holiday Park. I just think that,
the biggest problem we're going to have with any new lawn service is how we're going to prove what damage is done now to compare to what they when they start. Because there's been a lot of damage done by the lawn services in the past and now on the skirting on these lawns. And the skirting, according to our ACC, it's a suggestion that you have stone around your skirting. It's not a requirement.
Right.
And the damage that they're doing, the stones aren't going to protect it because they're up 6 to 10 inches above the ground level. You can tell that they got their earbuds in, cigarette in their mouth, and they're going down through like this. Well, the grass is down here another 10 feet, 10 inches. So, I mean, how are we going to prove what was done by Flawless compared if they aren't going to be the new contractor? There's got to be some way of getting, I don't know, having to video every house or something. I mean, it's a problem. It's not fair to the homeowner to have to pay for the damage that somebody else did because the homeowner isn't weed whacking their lawn. I do mine just to make sure it's done right. But
yeah, and one of the biggest problems that we have right now, a lot of you may not know this. I did pull the contract with Flawless. I would never have signed it because it specifically states in the contract with Flawless that if you do not have a 6-inch barrier from your house to your lawn, if they damage your skirting, they're not responsible. I'm sorry. It's in the contract.
Is there,
Carol, isn't it required? I know the seller of my house had to clear the grass 6 inches from the house before I could go to closing. It was the one thing that he did do, and the rest fell on me.
It's
not really. Just a suggestion. So what can the park do about the homes? Because there are some that have nothing. And so the grass is right up against their skirting. They're just asking for trouble. I mean.
And unfortunately, they are asking for trouble. You're correct. But unfortunately, with the way the Flawless contract is written, we can't hold Flawless responsible. Because it specifically says anything that's not got that 6-inch barrier, they will not be responsible. Now, the ones that they've damaged that have the barrier and the ones that they've gone over the barriers and broke them, yes, we can hold them responsible for that. I know.
Oh.
Come up to the microphone, please.
Bill and Ayers, 1256 Shell Court. I have stones all the way around my house, 6 inches wide, 3 inches high. And I've got holes in my skirting almost all the way around my home above the stones. I've got some that are 2 feet up.
Wow.
On my skirting, where they just go, what?
Oh, God.
I actually saw them over there doing your house today. So they were out there around doing your house.
Yeah, it's all right.
So you caught him in the act.
Huh?
You caught him in the act.
I saw him over there weed whacking around his house today, yes.
You caught him in the act.
Yeah, I did.
Did you stop him?
Did they weed whack his house? They didn't chop his house. They were doing his driveway. So I don't know about his house, but they were there today.
Mary Quirk, 379 Holiday Park. They whacked us all the way up, brand new siding. And I put a claim in. We put a claim in. And they wanted 3 estimates. You get somebody in here. My husband called 10 people. One guy came out to get an estimate to replace the siding. $300. He said it's not worth him, but he gave us the estimate. We gave it to Flawless. She gave us $100. Thank God for your husband. $100 for 3, because we had the guy come in. He had a place brand new. There you go.
Yeah.
Carol?
Yes, ma'am, Kathy.
What about if you give, I know it probably takes a lot to get a mowing company in here, but what if you give them like a 30-day, let's say we're going to give you 30 days, and if we don't like what you do, we're going to get somebody else. I mean, give them so many days of an approval to see if they're going to work out and then try something else if they don't. I mean, I know it probably takes a lot to get, you know, lawn mowing crews in here, but, you know, if they're going to do this much damage.
Wow. What?
During the probation period, they will do it to the T.
Yeah.
After they're hired, forget it.
Round foot, 214 Holiday Park. We were over to our sister park in Northport, and they hired their contract for lawn mowing on a 30-day basis. If you don't make your 30 days the way they want it, they just call the next contractor on their list, and they bring them right in.
Yeah.
And with that threat in their mind all the time, their park looks very nice over there.
Yeah.
There's no damage to the houses. And so maybe that's something we want to think of, or the 30-day probation. You got 30 days to prove yourself. And if you don't make it, out the door you go. We'll get the next guy in here.
Yeah. Because I'm sure
something to think of.
Well, I'm sure there's lots of lawn places that want it. I mean, that's a lot of money a month that these people are making mowing lawns. Yep. I'd say give them a 30-day, you know, approval.
One.
Ladies and gentlemen, please.
It might be a difficult thing, but we have 700 homes in here, and there is existing damage right now in the park. Yes. But it's not documented. It's not photographed. Each house might need eight pictures at least. Somebody's got to get out there and take 5,600 pictures of all these homes. I mean, I don't know how we're going to give a new company a fair shot, because they could end up, somebody might notice, oh, I got some holes in my house, and it was done by Flawless. Already done. I don't know. We better address that before we somehow, I don't know.
Go ahead, please, sir.
Jim Quirk, 379 Holiday Park. On the skirting and everything around the house, who decides that? Who do we go by, the park or the town?
I'm sorry, repeat the question, sir.
I'll give you an example. The day the Palm Bay inspector came out to inspect my house before they could sign off on it, he said, according to the rules and regulations of Palm Bay, I had to have a 21-inch piece of aluminum coming from the downspout out. I didn't have it. The contractors, all they put was a little elbow. I ran over to Home Depot, grabbed what I needed. He came back after lunch. He says, okay, he signed off on it. Otherwise, he wasn't going to sign off on it. So, and then they chewed up the house, the skirting, the corner post. I filed a complaint with the Shree. She says, well, you're going to have to get a half a dozen estimates. We did that. And like my wife says, they gave us $100. And she said, the girl at the lawn company said, according to the information we got from the office, you need this, this, and this. And I says, we had that. I had, the shed was probably 4 or 5 inches above the ground to begin with. And I had rubber edging going around it. And they chewed it up. And she says, and then I found out when the lawn company called the office, they gave them the wrong information. But, you know, it's sickening to have a lot of people try to keep the houses up and they ruined my backyard. I had sod. I ended up putting rock down because they come through there 5 miles an hour on the phone with the headphones and they just destroyed it. Mm-hmm. And then when it went to no grass, they'd cut through with the lawnmower going, and if you had the windows open on a nice day, it's all dust. Then they come up and they edge it, and then, you know, the guy comes and cuts it. Then about 5 o'clock, the guy comes to blow it out. He walks along the grass, blows it in. So if you got the side door open, you got a house full of dust. I mean, and you talk to them, and half of them don't speak English.
No, they don't.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if you had some type of a thing, like somebody said, 30-day thing. And then, but I mean, it's disgusting because you try to have a good house. And I walk by Mark's house all the time. And I keep saying, I got to find out where you get those signs because I'm thinking about going out and get my own lawnmower.
My beautiful, loving wife.
those are good ideas.
Amazon.
Those are some really good ideas, and I think what we can do is, as we move forward with Mr. Curtis and the new estimates and stuff, these are things that we can present to them that are things that we want in the contract.
As soon as the snowbirds leave, they stop doing half the houses, you know, because hey, nobody's here. The cat's away the mice way, you know.
I will let you know that I did go out because I've looked at some complaints since I've been on the board as the chairman, and I've gone out and I've actually photographed the damage to the houses that I've looked at. And there's, ladies and gentlemen, please, there's a couple of homes that have some damage. You can tell it's down bottom, but then the skirting is falling off at the top. So I'm kind of saying, I can see this, but I can't see this. So is this actually because of this, or is it not because of this? Because when it's pulling off at the top, I don't think that's part of the weed whacking damage, but could the weed whacking damage cause it to pull apart from the top? I don't know. So I've taken photographs of both because it's hard to say yes it is and hard to say no it isn't. So I am photographing when I get the complaints and adding the photographs to the complaints. I don't know if that was done in the past, but that's what I'm doing. But yeah, it's hard to determine.
I mean, somebody
had
mentioned
how the damage is and when it's being done.
Somebody had mentioned, you know, 6 inch. I've seen a guy go by, it's out. You know, it could be at least a foot, and he's walking along.
Yeah.
But by the time you get out there, he's gone to the next yard. You know.
Well, these are all good ideas to bring up to whomever we bring in, Mr. Curtis.
Yes, ma'am.
So start making notes.
No, just the guys that I've brought in so far, they all say the same thing. Who's beaten the hell out of these skirtings? He says, we can't do this in other places that we work. I says, it's been an ongoing problem in here. And I says, this is one of the reasons why we're looking. And there is people in here that don't want you to touch their lawn. And we've got to address that problem. We've got a cure for that. We're going to mark these homes so we know not to go in those properties.
Yeah, no, it's when just you try to have a nice house and...
Exactly.
People come in from out of the park. You want to show them, maybe they might move in. And they ride around and say, what happened there? I mean, it's bad for the whole pack when people see that.
Well, hopefully but we'll
get I think you're all doing a great job, and thank you.
Thank you very much.
When I was having some mole issues, I had our pest guy come in, and he said the mowers are actually ripping the grass up out because it's so short. And we have... The front of my yard is disgusting, and it's because they're going so fast and it's down so low that they're just pulling the grass right up out.
Yes, Karen.
Karen Foote, 214 Halliday Park. I just want everyone in the park, and Mark knows this, those signs that you have in your yard saying, do not cut my lawn, you cannot have them. Only the day of lawnmowers are there. Those, you can't have flags on your lawn to stop the mowers. You can't have lights on your lawn. Only the day the mowers come.
We never know when they're going to come.
If you hear them, you can't leave signs up. It's a park rule. It's in the deed restrictions. Signs are illegal in the park. What? Any kind of sign on your property.
How do we do that? Because you can hear them, but then they might
Dave's,
not come for 2 days.
We're supposed to have Tuesday.
When we addressed it, because we maintain our own lawn, when we addressed it, it was Joe Prisco, is that the right name?
Yep.
He was the chairman of the board at that point in time. And he told us to put reflectors on our corners.
Only
our
the corners.
So he actually gave us blue reflectors. Mm-hmm. We've had to replace them a couple of times because they still come in and they still hit them and whack them down. But that's how we were told to say that you don't mow this lawn, because we have reflectors at each corner of our property. So they don't come onto our property because of reflectors. The lady across the street has the same reflectors. That's what they told us by the board, and that's what we've had up since. And I think that's what was required at that point, but I couldn't swear to that. I don't think it's a ruling or a guideline.
Just make sure you read your deed restrictions. It says you can't have those, okay?
Yeah, it says you can't, but that's how Mr. Prisco told us.
Well, that's the thing. Either we follow the deed restrictions in the About Us book, or we rip it up, because that's what we get every single day when we get our phone calls. You can't have reflectors up. You can only have a sign out like Mark does the day of mowing. We used to have a thing that you mowed our property every Tuesday. What happened with that?
They used to have a schedule,
and then we knew to put the sign out. Now we don't have a schedule anymore, and I don't know why they're not.
No. So the reflectors, we can't do those in?
No.
I need to pull those?
No.
Well, that's good to know.
No reflectors, no lights, no signs, no flags like Joe has across the street. Nothing can be. That's a typical, that's like a fence. You can't have it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, no fences.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I'll make the
difference.
What do you mean by lights? I have solar lights.
Can't have solar lights all the way down your property line. Only in your flower beds.
I got that in my front.
Can't have them.
Not legal.
Nope. Read your... See, this is what we get. And I said, if we're going to keep getting these answers and people, rip that book up and let's just do whatever we want to do.
Well, no. I have a list going.
No, we're asking for
Karen,
a suggestion.
Karen.
A suggestion. No.
Karen.
Ladies. Please, let's just show respect, folks, please.
What?
I have a list going of things that should be worked on the next time we update the deed restrictions. So I will add this to the list. And in the meantime.
But I'm just saying, this is the problems we get. And when we go around the park next week, start writing people up again. Don't be yelling at us because we wrote you up. You guys all voted on the deed restrictions. You all voted on the About Us book. So you got to follow the rules.
I didn't realize that the reflectors were not permitted because that's what was given to me by the chairman. So I've had them there since. So that's my mistake. And I'll make sure that's corrected. Yes, ma'am.
Diane Russo, 1158 Center Lane. This goes way back to, I don't know if anyone ever did a comparison when we owned our own equipment and we had our own lawn service, as opposed to how much we're spending on hiring people. Did anyone ever do a comparison? You know, because they just got rid of our lawn people, got rid of all our equipment and hired people. Now, wasn't a comparison ever made?
Yes, they at the time that we did it, yes, there was a comparison that was done. And we did save money by going with the lawn service. But
how much?
You know.
Because when we had our own service, those men were really nice and they helped residents. I mean, they were our people. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if that's another
thought to go back. You'd have to go back through the minutes and research that to see what the comparison was.
But I'm saying maybe at this point in time, maybe we should see, you know,
do another comparison and see what it would cost us to have our own people.
I know there would definitely be a startup cost because we'd have to repurchase equipment because they sold the equipment, but it may be beneficial to look into that as well.
Annette Regas, 409 Holiday. Now, to my knowledge, for the 10 years I'm in this park, the only thing that I ever was told as far as anything in the yard, do not have anything, statues or flower pots or anything that would interfere with the lawn crew performing their work on your property, mowing, weed whacking. There was nothing ever that I ever saw read that I can't have solar lights shining on my palm trees. Nothing. I've had those lights out on my lawn for 3 years. If it was against the rules, which I'm unaware of, I've not been told. I do my own lawn. I mow my lawn. I try to edge and I'm trying to weed whack. And I do all my own property, all mine. My husband did it before us. So I'm not interfering with any lawn crew because they're not coming on my property. I tell them nicely. No, they came up one day and weed whacked all my seedlings for my purple porterweed that I grow for bees. Whacked the whole line down. Now, it looks nice in my house, in front of my house at night with the solar lights. But there was nothing in the rules to say no solar lights, because I've had them for 3 years. Right, and if it makes my, I don't put anything near where, I've moved my solar lights away from where they mow, only because they come in my lawn like this. And I don't want them coming on my property chewing up my grass.
Are you alluding to them being like snakes?
Huh?
Are you alluding to them being like snakes?
That's what they do. I've watched them. They're going like this along the property on the one side. And I saw them riding back and forth five times in the green space. There's no grass back there. They were riding, chasing one another.
Okay, this is something then that Ms. Ernest has already said that we're going to work on changing and looking into and readdressing. Mr. Vincent?
In the ACC rules under skirting, the final sentence says, all homes must be protected from weed eater around the skirting. It's not a suggestion. It said all homes must be protected. So in order to protect our next lawn contractor from being blamed for something that can't be avoided, I'm not talking about when the weed whacker goes a foot up, the guy ain't paying attention. And now holes also can occur if a rock is thrown. Because there's bare spots out there, and if they happen to hit it, boom, there's a hole.
Microphone, please.
There's a hole. So is the board going to enforce that all homes must be protected from weed eater around the skirting? Now, my seller had to, which he just dug the grass away 6 inches. That's what he was told by the district office. I've done a lot to try to prevent it, and I didn't really think it through. So I got to redo what I've done. But I'm trying to prevent damage because I had to replace all my skirting soon after getting in. But it is required according to the ACC rules. Now, it doesn't specify how you can protect it. It just says all homes must be protected from weed eater around the skirting. So there's homes with nothing and, you know, asking for trouble. They're also breaking that rule. So,
okay. Well, this is definitely going to be something that we need to continue to address. Okay. And we'll be looking into it. Mr. Curtis, thank you for working on those. And when you have your quote, we look forward to the presentation.
We're going to bring presentations in on all these guys. They're going to have to come in and answer questions. And they're going to have to stand by what they tell us. We'll have it on record. That's my game. That's the way I'm looking at it right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Joan, you do have a presentation that you would like to present under new business?
I do, yes. Our webmaster is retiring at the end of the year, so I've been looking into somebody to help us update our website, and I found this company called Streamline. Well, actually, Diane Bell found them, not me, but I've been researching them. And I talked to, well, I emailed today Bob Duncan, who is a district manager at our sister park in Northport, because they happen to use this company. The company is a member of the FASD, which is the Florida Association of Special Districts. So that's all they do is websites for special districts. They will transfer everything that's on our current site, including all the minutes, all the forms, everything that we have on there. They'll transfer that at no cost to us. And the domain name is free. The platform provides hosting. You can actually make payments. I told them we probably don't need that right now, but if we wanted them to make payments online, that is an option that they offer. They do have unlimited support and training, not only for whoever's going to handle the website here, but also for the residents that'll be using the website. This Bob Duncan gave me the name of a bunch of other special districts in Florida, one down in Sarasota and Trailer Estates in Bradenton. He said almost every other special district in Florida uses the same company. Diane Bell and I had a Zoom meeting with one of the ladies, and she showed us how to use it. They do have the email blast. So we had talked about that before, a way of contacting the residents quickly. And you can sign up to either get it email or text. It just sounds like a great deal. It would take them 2 weeks to set it up for us, and they're $75 cheaper than the webmaster we're paying now. So, I mean, in my mind, it's a no-brainer that we should just switch over to them, but that's the board's decision.
$75 per month cheaper.
Oh, that's what I meant. I'm sorry. Did I say we?
No, you just said cheaper.
Oh, yeah. It's $75 a month cheaper. So that's $900 a year. They're only $200 a month.
Right. Instant contact. Nice.
So.
So you and Miss Bell were impressed by this company, I take it.
We were very impressed with them. And if you go to Northport's website, you can see it's a lot more user-friendly than ours is. And we can add pictures, we can add events, we can do, it's just a, it's like drag and drop, you know? So, I mean, it's a really easy website to handle. Mark?
I was approached by one of the residents before they left to go back up north, and they had also suggested that they had been looking into that and thought that that would be much better for us as a park for
one of the things that Diana and I were both surprised about, you have to be ADA compliant. And we looked at each other and we don't have any idea if we're currently ADA compliant. But they are, like I say, they're members of the Florida Association of Special Districts. So they get all the updated laws and take care of it for us. Mm.
So you said they're $75 a month cheaper than what we're paying now. So that's a $900
a year savings.
Yeah. At the risk of sounding stupid, I have no idea what we pay now.
$275 a month.
Right here it says.
So that would be $200 a month.
Right.
On the bottom of the paper. Do we need to have three quotes, because it isn't that large of a contract, correct?
No. It's only $2,400 a year.
We don't need to have three quotes. I would like to entertain a motion that we contact this company and move forward with getting this done, because the people that we're using now are doing a very poor job when they do get it there, and we need to get it secured before they decide to just go ahead and retire sooner than what they're going to retire. So can I entertain a motion for that?
I make a motion that we look into this streamline and get them in here and see what's going on as soon as possible.
Becky, they're in California.
Okay.
I'd like to see the motion say that we accept their proposal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I put that in my motion that we accept their proposal, but can we maybe get them to Zoom with us and make a presentation and tell us what all they're going to do once we get going?
We can, because Diane and I just did that, so I'm sure they could do it.
Okay.
The day we were going to do it, they were having wee bowling in here, so we couldn't, so we had to do it on the small computer. But I mean, I'm sure they'll do that for us if we want.
Yeah, I think it would be good for the trustees as well as the residents to see what all they can do for us. But yes, I make the motion that we approve this.
So there is second the motion to approve it.
It's been moved and seconded by Mr. Vincent that we go ahead and contact this company and move forward with getting them on board. And ask them to do a Zoom meeting so they could present it to us so we can understand it more fully. Is there any additional discussion?
Yeah, let's make sure we do this before they have to have the week to do the forest. Sooner the better.
Hi, Pam Hefferman. What's my address? 326 Holiday Park. I was going to give you my New York address that I don't have. You mentioned that they said we must be ADA compliant. How do we find out if we are? What? I mean, the park or the building?
The website.
The website.
Oh, okay.
It has to be ADA compliant. So it has to be user-friendly. In other words, it has to be they can have hearing assistance if they can't hear, if it's got a verbal, they have to be able to have a borough assistant.
So it has nothing to do with anything else,
just the website.
Okay, thank you.
And it says all they ask is for 2 hours of our time for onboard training.
I think we can do that. I'd be willing to do 4 hours if it took it.
Right.
They also do, as Karen put, 214 Holiday Park. They also do like our 732 does that we're going to be losing. That's on their website. All activities are on their website. Any emergency stuff is on their website. I mean, it's really an awesome website. Y'all should go look at it at the other park. You'll love it.
Wonderful. Right. It's always nice to hear positive about things that we're looking at.
Yeah.
Joan, can I implore upon you to please contact them and move forward for us on our behalf? All right. And before we move that, we need to call for the question if there's no additional comments. All those in favor of moving forward with the company Streamline as our webmaster, please signify by raising your hand. It is a full positive vote, so the motion has carried. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to move on now. ACC report, Mr. Foote.
Oh, he's got papers.
I got papers because I'm getting caught up with the rest of you folks. I got to have my memory with me.
Hey, you see the papers in front of us.
That's what I mean.
You see the notes I'm making?
It's 214 Holiday Park, Round Foot. I haven't got a lot for you tonight. Just a couple of reminders that when you turn in your applications to the office, it has to be a week before our meeting, so they can be posted, and it should be in before, a week before, because the girls have to make sure that all the stuff that's required for your application is with the application or it's not going to be approved. That means the if you're doing an addition or a shed, anything that needs a survey, you have to have a copy of your survey. You have to have a copy of the license of the contractor and his insurance copy. And that has to be all checked off the office before it comes to us, or we aren't going to approve it. The other thing is the contractors in the park, just a reminder, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And same thing on Saturday, nothing on Sunday. Unless it's an emergency, you got an air conditioner problem, you got a hell of a leak in your roof, then that's a whole different story. ACC hours too. Not trying to be rude, but I live in the park too, and I'm retired, and I kind of like to have office hours too. So Saturdays and Sundays are kind of, don't bother calling us on Saturday and Sundays. We need our break too. During the summer, we meet on the first, or during the year, we meet on the first and third Tuesdays of the month. Summer meetings are July and August, and we only meet on the first Tuesday of the month. And that's been, last year we kind of did it different because of COVID. This year, we're going to go back to the once a month during the summer. And if there's a roof or something that needs to be done, just let us know, because we're not going to, you know, make you wait a whole month if you got a leaky roof. You know, that's ridiculous.
Ron?
And yes.
We're taking up the slack for the meeting stuff.
What's that?
We're picking up the slack for meetings.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, we just jumped in there for you. You don't need to have any more. We'll just hold them.
That'd be fine by us. And the other thing, Gary, on that about the skirting, it was in there about being a suggestion. And maybe when they typed up the new rule book, it wasn't put in there. But I haven't got any copies with me now. But, I mean, it probably should be a ruling as far as around the perimeter of your skirting. Mm-hmm. But they haven't decided how high, how wide, yeah, you know, so it's a good idea. And if it's in our book now, which I haven't read the latest copy because I've been, a lot of it's in my mind. So I just think that, you know, maybe we should, when the new book comes out or whenever, we'll change it again. So that's all I got for tonight, folks.
Thank you very much.
I hate to disappoint you.
Thank you.
No disappointment.
Thank you. Anyone from HPPOA that wants to make a statement or remark?
Hi, Pam Hefferman, 326 Holiday Park. First, I want to remind everybody that there's still 4th of July picnic tickets tomorrow and Thursday, right?
Correct.
And the picnic is in the hall here, 2 p.m. on Monday, July 4th, followed by a golf cart parade at 6.
Karen?
Yeah, okay. And we just this past Saturday had a free dance, which we just tried. This is something new for me. And it went over very well. There was about 30, 35 people here. And we had such a good time. And all it was hooking up my playlist on my phone to the Bluetooth, which came through the speakers. And everybody just brought their snacks and beverages and danced the night away. We had a real good time.
You're going to do it again in July?
Yes, we are.
Good.
And we're going to do it in August.
After the floor?
Oh, after the fourth.
No, after the floor is done.
Oh, after the floor.
Floor.
Oh, no, I don't know. It might be before the floor.
Okay. Whatever.
Because the floor is going to be done the 18th to the 22nd. Right. 23rd is karaoke. The 2nd is karaoke. So maybe the 9th of July.
That's my birthday.
Okay, come to the dance. We'll sing to you. Yeah, we'll even bring a cake. But activities are going on Thursdays. We have the wee bowling. We have bocce on Tuesday mornings, which probably will be canceled tomorrow because of the special meeting. But normally it's 9:30 on a Tuesday. There's, I don't know, card making. There's all sorts of activities going on. But it's... keep moving.
Great. Thank you very much. Just another announcement for HPPOA too, in case you didn't see it. The Friday night social that we usually do the first Friday of the month, due to the event on the 4th, the Friday night social has been canceled in support. So please make certain that you come out and get your tickets for the 4th. Come have a good time. The food's guaranteed to be good. And it's good social. They're supposed to be wee bowling. They're supposed to be cornhole. They're supposed to be left, right, center. So bring your quarters. There's going to be a lot of fun on the 4th. So come have a good time. And come get your tickets tomorrow and Thursday. All right. Public comments. Do we have any public comments for the evening? Oh my goodness gracious.
Are you serious?
Time's up. Trustee comments and announcements. I do have one that I would like to bring up this evening, and I'm going to ask the board for consideration. As you all know, Lori Lyons is retiring the end of July. I believe her last day is the 29th. I would like to have the board consider doing a little retirement ceremony for her and a gathering where the people from the park can come and say their farewells. She's been a part of our park for quite a while. She did leave and come back, but I think it would be respectful to show our gratitude for the hours and the time that she spent here with us. So I'm asking the board permission to give a party.
Maybe buy a cake and have HPPOA donate some lemonade or something, make coffee, whatever. Yeah. I make a motion that we have a retirement party for Lori and maybe order a cake or whatever.
I'll second it.
Is it going to be on July 29th?
I'm looking at that last Friday, yes.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded by Ms. Stone to go ahead and do a little retirement party for her.
Do I have to put that in the minute so she sees it?
No.
Okay, then let's not make a motion. Let's just table it.
Wanted to make sure that you guys give me permission to do it, because I don't want to do it without permission.
Right. No way.
Oh, geez, she's watching. Oh, come on.
Sorry, Lori.
Well, now you know.
She already knows. Darn it. We're going to change the date so she doesn't know. All right. Well,
All right, now we can make a motion.
Now we've made a motion, we made a second. All those in favor signify by saying yay. Yeah. Yay, okay. That was my comment and my thing. Any other trustee comments or announcements?
Carol, you can still say surprise.
We won't tell her what time. That's right. We'll just... It's going to be on the final Friday of the month, which I believe is the 29th. And it'll probably be at lunchtime. Well, lunchtime can be anywhere from 10 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. I do have a comment.
Yes, ma'am.
Actually, it's a suggestion or whatever. In years past, we have not had regular meetings. We've had our workshop meetings in July and August, but we have not had our regular meeting. I don't know if we have enough to continue having our meetings over the summer, if there's going to be a quorum, if people are going to be on vacation. I think that we should look at that.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm here. So I'm here to work and be wherever I need to be. But if you all are planning on vacations, you're not going to be here, that might be something to consider. I know last year we canceled, we only had one meeting in July and one meeting in August.
Right.
But they're predetermined and preset. They're on the schedule. So it's up to you guys if you want to change it. We need to discuss that and make the decision tonight. If you don't want to change it, then we just leave it alone.
I think we have so much going on right now, it would be crazy to not have a meeting. I mean, if it gets to the point where we don't have so much going on, then maybe in August we can maybe skip a meeting. But for right now, I think it's important that we have them.
I kind of think, yeah, with the DM search and everything, we kind of want to stay on track so that you all know what we're doing. I'd hate to.
If anybody goes on vacation, just to let you know in advance so that you're aware.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be here. I got lunch to do.
Any other announcements? Mr. Vincent.
Just a quick little math correction. We had a nice resident make a proposal about a 24/7 security guard of 20 an hour. The cost was not $24,960 per year. It's $175,200. So seven times that figure. So I don't think we'll be thinking about adding security to the park for $175,000. And first chance I've had to look at the two pool proposals. There's an $86,000 difference in the two prices. 2 2/3 times one is times the other. I had talked with her. This has been in the works for 6 months. I talked with her 5 months ago and wanted to recommend someone. She said, oh, I've seen him twice. So, but no proposal from him. And just so you all know, 80% of all the pools that are surfaced in Brevard County are done by one pool plastering company. Everybody subs it out pretty much. 4 out of 5 companies, no matter who you are, you use this company, and they have two crews, the junior crew and the senior crew. And so if possible, we'll probably try to end it up with the senior crew, whoever does it. And I will be getting at least one more proposal and getting back with these two.
I've got one that I'll give you.
Oh, okay.
The one that did the pools. So it's in the office. I'll make sure you have it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Pete's Pool Care?
Huh?
Is the name Pete's Pool Care?
Nope.
By chance? Okay. Okay.
A couple weeks ago, I brought up about Keith Richer purchasing that property. And we did get a response from the attorney. And I'm wondering if we should turn that over to the ACC.
ACC?
Yeah, thank you. I forgot about that. You are correct. We did get a response.
Correct. Ron's right.
It is a board of trustee problem.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's, it's.
Well, you handled 334. I thought maybe, you know, because they had more than one property. I thought maybe it was. Okay.
Just so many of you understand this, in case you don't know about it, Mr. Richards did acquire a new property in September of last year via a quit claim deed, and it was transferred to his irrevocable trust. There was no application done for the process in the office, so we have no record of it happening. We just can find the documentation. It is through the legal records with the county. And I contacted Mr. Bone in regards to it, and his response is, in his opinion, and I have this in writing, this is his, and I gave this to all the board. In his opinion, the language within the deed restrictions would prevent a person from owning multiple lots or units which were titled after 12/31 of 2021 in their individual name or a business entity such as a trust. To be fair, the trust must be drafted to show that the current beneficiary of the trust is the same person or persons who currently owns a unit in the park. The name of the trust is irrelevant. Does it make any difference whether it's Joe Blow Revocable or Joe Sam Jones or Keith Richards, however it's done. But the present beneficiary is the key in determining the multiple ownership. So he owned 13 properties because of the deed restriction having been voted on and approved, and the wording in it prior to even now, legally he could not obtain that new property even through quitclaim. It should not have been happened. It was ran through somehow, we don't know. And it's kind of up to the board how we address this and what we do.
That. Chairman, that particular property was not inherited by his daughter from Keith's wife. She obtained it in 2012. And so she held it for nearly 10 years, nine, 10 years, and then it was transferred to Keith. But I'm sure he wouldn't mind selling it in today's market. You know, I mean, I don't see us doing anything to punish him or any of that. I'd rather not see that at all.
Just you'd rather not see what?
I don't think the board should try to do anything. Just advise him. Well, that he shouldn't own two, and then he can get rid of it.
Gary, either we have rules and regulations or we don't.
Well, is there punishment built in? I'm not aware of it. I don't know, except that you're not supposed to have.
Well, they're making 334 sell theirs. I think we should make them sell it.
That's what I'm suggesting. Just advise him that he should sell it. That's all. And he probably won't mind.
And if he says no.
What?
And if he says no.
I think he's going to sell it back to his daughter.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay. Just to get it out of his name.
Sure.
He's going to sell it back to his daughter, the one that did the.
Not the one that had it, but it did.
Oh, a different one. Okay.
That's a good resolution.
Yes, round 4/214. Carol, didn't you just say that, or Joan, on that letter that it said anything after 12/21/21?
Well, that was the date that's in here from his statement is 12/21 because that's when our deed restrictions were accepted, remember, and posted. We voted in December and they went into effect once they were posted with the state.
So he
acquired that house in September.
September. That's all I'm saying. I'm
so
not trying to stick up for him.
This date.
But so, it was also in the last deed restriction. You could only own one.
Yeah, but he's already had the 17 now, or the 12. He's already had 12 in there.
Yes.
So he was legal on them.
Yes.
And then this one here was added on.
Yeah.
Point of deed restrictions. He had it added on before he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, technically, well, no, that's the last deed restrictions that were approved said you could only own one, too. That's correct. Been in effect in the 3 years I've been here.
Yep.
Yes, for 7 years.
Which is the way it sounded tonight. It sounded like, you know, the restriction was on 12/31.
Well, that was the wording that he put in.
He put in there,
yeah. Because it was the last date of the restrictions that he pulled as what was last filed with the state.
Yeah.
Is what he pulled was the ones that were just recently adopted. So it seems like he shouldn't be allowed to keep it. And if the board wants to direct a letter to be written, I can write a letter to him stating that the quit claim shouldn't have taken place because of our deed restriction. But according to Ms. Stone, you think he is selling it? Mm-hmm.
He knows that he's not supposed to have that. So, yeah.
He'll take care of it.
I think it would be important for us to send a letter to him, though.
Yeah, I think you should still write the letter so everything is kosher. Right.
I will go ahead and formulate a letter and get it taken care of. Yeah. as soon as possible to him to let him know that we are aware of it, that he shouldn't own it, and that if he could sell it as soon as possible, that would prevent any additional issues. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, no problem. Anything else?
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Yes.
And it's not moved. Even 9 o'clock.
I know
it's been moved, and do I have a second?
I second that adjourn. Motion.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen,
good
for
job.
Coming.
Ouch. I wish I had my camera off of that one.
Yes, was she allowed him to do it? So he allowed him.
She did it. And then she told him.
Yes.
And then he kind of tried to protect her. Yeah. Kind of. You know, yeah. Like, oh, let me get the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would have had to be a little tougher.
I'm sure he'll take it.
But he's a good guy.
Yeah, he
and
is.
I'm just glad he
didn't have it. He's done 9 years on this board.
He's also a very successful man. He always speaks well, never loses his temper.
Right.
And he's lost his.
Well, I asked him. He has been 6 years, I think he told me 6 years.
I mean, just that.
Yeah.
To maintain his dignity and everything, all these.
God, I will. Okay, sorry, this is Saturday night. Yeah.
Look at this.
Take care of it. Let's do that.